always college football time in the South. Now back to more of the king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
I give you headlines every day. And this headline from actually a couple of days ago, Jeff Collins adds four to support staff. Jeff Collins, the new Georgia Tech head coach, after leaving Temple after two successful seasons there. He has come home to his native state, and he is the head coach at Georgia Tech. And he has added four staff members, a football research and analytics coordinator, an offensive analyst, a defensive analyst, and a brand manager. None of those four positions existed when Paul Johnson was the head coach. And I think there's a little too much being made about all the differences, because the real difference is, do you win more? All right, that's what you need to be different, is you need to win more. We have a different win total, and it's a better win total. But there's a lot of excitement, because all you can do in January, if you're a fan base, is get excited about maybes and improvements, et cetera. It's, again, the proof is in the pudding once you hit the field the first Thursday of the season against Clemson, no less. And you got to go out there and take care of your business there. But for the offseason, the Georgia Tech fan base is really excited about their new head coach, a guy who covers him every single day, does a great job, Jackets Online. It is Kelly Quinlan. Kelly, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, Chuck. How you doing?
Doing okay. Talk about just the feeling with the Georgia Tech fan base for the first 5 weeks or so, the first month with Jeff Collins, because you were on the line as I was introducing, you know, the segment there, and there is a lot of excitement about things like he tweets more. And none of that is really tangible, but it's not bad to excite a fan base in the middle of winter if you can do it.
Yeah, I mean, compared to most off seasons, this has been a lot more for us to kind of track. He kind of details his whereabouts, what he's up to, where he's eating, who he's meeting with, if he meets anyone interesting. All that stuff gets out on Twitter. He retweets his assistants and what they're up to. So there's just a constant sort of flow of information, you know, and it's the question of how interested you are in it or not. But I think that a lot of people are excited about it, and it's one of those things, you're selling hope. It's sort of like when you, you know, find a new girlfriend or whatever, and the excitement of the beginning of a relationship and that kind of thing. And I think that's sort of where the Georgia Tech fans are right now. They're in that sort of lovey-eye phase.
Talk about some of the actual on-field coaching positions he has filled, though. Marco Coleman, is Tashard Choice, is he an on-field coach as well, or is he off-field support staff?
Yep. He's going to coach running backs.
All right, talk about some of the former Tech guys that he has brought back, because, you know, we hear that all the time. Whenever there is changeover of the staff, even with the broadcast crew sometimes, it's, oh, well, he gets what Tech is. Talk about how important that is to the program and to the fans.
So there's three guys that are sort of the main players here. Four guys, sorry. I forgot about Brent Key. So you have Brent Key, who we brought over from Alabama. He's assistant head coach and offensive line coach, played at Georgia Tech, played offensive line at Georgia Tech, blocked for Joe Burns, and kind of a guy that's been a kind of key figure over the years, and one that Tech fans have kind of wanted to come back. You have Tashard Choice, who is one of the finalists for running back coach of the year at North Texas during his 1 year there. Just a really fun guy, a lot of energy. He's a guy you could see being a head coach eventually, just an amazing storyteller, raconteur, kind of just this great personality. You have Nate Burton, who played here as well. Mm-hmm. And an interesting thing about Nate is Nate walked on during George O'Leary, played for Coach O'Leary, played for Chan Gailey, and then worked for Paul Johnson as a GA. So he's sort of the bridge to all the different recent generations of Georgia Tech football. And then you have Marco, who was added late when Jeff's original hire for defensive line left to go to Minnesota to work for his best friend. So, you know, Marco's an interesting guy. He's been working in the NFL the last couple of years. He's going to coach DNs and outside linebackers. Obviously, guy had a tremendous NFL career. So it's kind of interesting to see all these new personalities and get to know all them. I haven't had a chance to talk to Marco yet, but I've talked to the other guys a little bit, and it's been kind of interesting to see how they've adapted and how excited they are and how much they enjoy Coach Collins and kind of his energy and the positivity. It's a very different kind of thing than Paul Johnson.
Talking Jackets with Kelly Quinlan from JacketsOnline.com. It's part of that Rivals network of sites. Get him on Twitter at Kelly_Quinlan. Am I correct that in the early signing period, I think Tech signed about 15 or 16 or so. Is there only one kid that is slated to play quarterback? Is that Demetrius Knight, the bigger kid, 6'2", about 210 pounds, that really came out of nowhere?
No. There's a kid named Jordan Yates from Milton.
Okay, I thought he was going to be too small. He's about 185 pounds, isn't he?
Yeah, but he is really good. He actually just became a 4-star. He's one of the top 6 dual threat quarterbacks in the country. He's a hair short, but he can sling it. He's very good. Probably will remind people a little bit of Joe Hamilton in some ways in terms of just being a winner and a guy that can play quarterback despite not being the tallest guy in the world. And if he were 6'2", he'd be going to Alabama or someplace like that. It would have been kind of the way it was going to go. Demetrius Knight also will come in and compete. They have Lucas Johnson. They have Tobias Oliver, who played some last year. And then, it'll be interesting to kind of see beyond that what the competition looks like. Dave Patino, the new offensive coordinator, basically said they're going to put up a throwing net on the first day and kind of see where everyone's at when they start spring ball, because it's kind of an unknown who can throw the football well enough to run this offense. And, my money right now would probably be on Lucas Johnson, but it'll be interesting to see what that competition looks like in spring. And you have James Graham, too, possibly, if he can get academically squared away.
Wrapping up with Kelly Quinlan again on Twitter, at Kelly_Quinlan. Get him every single day, jacketsonline.com. All of these coaches and everything I'm telling you all about, if you want things between a day and a week before everybody else, it's jacketsonline.com. I can promise you Kelly was at his absolute best in December the whole month as the transition from Paul Johnson was happening. Kelly, want to wrap up with just a couple of quick questions as well about the grad transfer market is one of them. Do you think that, or just regular transfers, do you think Coach Collins will look at quarterback in those markets?
He tried to get Brandon Wimbush, tried to get Jalen Hurts. I think he's going to keep looking around to see what his options are. Obviously, a few more names are starting to pop up here and there. It's going to be about the right fit, the kids that can handle the academic piece of it. And you want someone that's going to come in and compete. You don't want to just take a stiff or a guy who's going to come in and be not necessarily helpful for your locker room. So they're being careful about how they target guys. They're targeting sort of high character guys. The two guys I mentioned are probably two of the best character guys in the grad transfer market, both guys that really handled tough situations and losing their starting jobs well. So I think that, if it's the right fit, he'll take one. I think he's going to look at more offensive linemen, defensive linemen in the transfer market as well, just to kind of bolster that area where they need a little bit of help in terms of a short-term immediate need. So, yeah, I think they'll play the grad transfer market. He's trying to add 4 or 5 more pieces here. So far, no one's put into the transfer portal from Georgia Tech, so it's kind of he's limited. It technically has like 1 scholarship, but I assume that there'll be some people that leave in the spring after they kind of see where fit in the pecking order. And you got to plan for that. So that's kind of what Coach Collins is doing right now.
Kelly, last thing, I'm gonna get in trouble if you go long here. We got about 60 seconds.
Okay.
Tell me any progress, any ideas about, for anyone listening, there were some ideas, some conversations about maybe just lopping off the top end of the north end zone and turning that into a brand new recruiting center and alumni center and all that. Any progress on that, or is all that back burner right now?
They're trying to get the money to start breaking ground on the edge center. So and that'll be part of all of that. And as that project moves forward and as money comes in, I think they'll be able to kind of reassess some of those things. There's a possibility of taking out the north end zone seats and changing the weight room around. That was a Paul Johnson concept that he had. So there are a few things they could do.
Kelly, awesome as always. Catch up with you soon, brother.
All right, thanks.
All right, Kelly Quinlan, jacketsonline.com. It's an ambitious project down there because this happened. It was only about 15 years ago, maybe a couple years longer than that, when they actually expanded the north end zone at Grand Field and up capacity to 55,000. And that was at the very end of the O'Leary tenure there when they were doing things like beating Georgia 3 straight years. They're like, all right, let's expand and start increasing that revenue. Instead, you got a bunch of empty stands in the upper deck of the north end zone. And that's where it looks like Georgia Tech's going to make some improvements and really change the face of Bobby Dodd Stadium going forward. No doubt about that at all.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-542-6765. That's 1-800-542-6765. Again, 1-800-542-6765.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, United Healthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-301-6087, 800-301-6087, 800-301-6087.